Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Heart Writing. I have just returned from two, actually almost three magical weeks in Fiji. What an amazing time. We actually returned there after visiting Fiji last year with kind of low expectations. You know, we just thought it would be a really chill tropical holiday. My partner and I have done a lot of traveling together. We actually met in Peru and reunited in Australia. That's how we came to be. So we thought it was just going to be a chill week, and it ended up being the most magical holiday we have ever had. We met the most incredible Fijian family in the Yasawa Islands at a place called Nakalia Lodge, and we absolutely loved this place. You know, it wasn't a resort or anything. It was homestay style accommodation. We had our own little buffet right on the beach. Very simple but exquisite, you know, this balcony that overlooks this amazing view, this beautiful warmth that's not too humid, not too hot, but just perfect when you're trying to escape the Australian cold winter in New South Wales. And we got to know these people really, really well. It was just a very classical Fijian family who lived a very simple life living off the land. They grew a lot of their crops on the island. They went fishing for their food, and you know, they would get the occasional shipment of goods from the mainland. But apart from that, they pretty much had everything that they needed. All of their kids lived on the island. They went to the local village school. We couldn't believe how friendly the Fijian people were. So I cried when I left this island, and we made a pact to ourselves that we were going to return again this year. And we did. We went back, and this time we explored more islands. We did more of the Yasawas, when we also went to Tavayuni Island and went to a very tiny island just off Tavayuni Island called Kamiya Island, where we stayed at the Makai, which is pronounced Magai, Eco Surf Resort. So we've had a fabulous time. We had 18, 19 days altogether in Fiji, and I've come home feeling really reborn. That would probably be the best way to describe how I'm feeling right now. I feel like I've taken a load of party drugs or something. I feel high. I feel filled up with love. And what I actually came to realize when I returned was, this is the heart writing method. Everything that I just experienced while we were in Fiji was the heart writing method. It was coming back to simplicity. It was living a very meditational life, living a very intentional life. It was making things with our hands every day, crafting every day. It was getting into the dirt, walking barefoot everywhere. It was living off the land. It was going swimming in the oceans. It was paying gratitude and appreciation and respect to Mother Earth. And it was sitting down every day and night in community with our people and sharing stories surrounding a bowl of kava, which we would all share. So it really was the heart writing method. I was prompted to write every day, and it was coming from a really heart-centered place. So even though I went on this holiday to go back and visit our favorite village, do lots of snorkeling and diving, you know, extend myself with my free diving skills and really connect with my partner, what I was most surprised about this year was how I was living my heart writing vision, even though I was just on a holiday. And so on returning, I was really keen not to lose this magical feeling. I didn't want to just go back to my life and start feeling stressed again, because that's what happens. And, you know, I'm running a business on my own. Of course, stress starts to come in. So I really, really made a mission that I wasn't going to return back to a state of stress, that I was going to try and bring this island life into my daily life. So I'm 100% going to start living this Fijian life and heart writing life in my daily life. But the main message I wanted to share with you guys was, you shouldn't need to go on holidays to live this method. and to get creative. You shouldn't have to spend thousands of dollars to go overseas to see how traditional village life works. You can create that in your everyday life. And I think that really is the message that I'm always trying to share with people, because I have a lot of people from big cities joining my courses who, you know, have busy lives and they want to join an online course to start getting creative again. And my biggest message is, you can implement these practices into your daily life. I have something called the Creative Alchemy Hour. It's a resource that I give to anyone for free. It's not just part of my courses. You can email me and request this resource. Essentially, this is how I start every day, and this is how I was living my life in Fiji as well, but like to an amplified level. So here it goes. This is the Creative Alchemy Hour. Number one, you get up immediately in the morning before the negative thoughts start coming in. Make yourself a hot drink before you start making excuses. Take that hot drink in a keep cup and walk out the door in nature. Get to your local park. I live somewhere that's pretty much surrounded by trees anyway, and I have lots of nature reserves around me. But just get out the door. It doesn't really matter if you live in the city and you've only got a street in front of you. At some point, you will be able to find a place that has some trees. Get there. Start walking. So 20 minutes of walking in nature with your hot drink. Doesn't matter what the hot drink is. I know that a lot of hippies try and say, you know, like you can't drink coffee and you can't drink tea, can't drink caffeine. You need to drink lemon water and that is it. Look, sometimes I bring lemon water. Sometimes I bring a herbal tea, but most often I bring a coffee because I want to instantly get into the zone, and whatever helps me get into that zone, that's fine. So take your hot drink, go for your walk, move your body, and get in tune with Mother Nature. Number two, get home and immediately start your yoga practice. And this is just like a condensed yoga practice. You don't have to go too hardcore with it. I always say to people that your yoga practice is not the same as a workout practice. So you don't need to go to a full-on class to get the benefits of a yoga practice. So if you'd like a short yoga practice from me, again, you can email me and I'll give you a video. But these are embedded in my courses anyway. So you do your beautiful, gentle, embodied stretch, and then you sit down and do a meditation, 10 to 20 minutes. If you were following the Transcendental Meditation Method, it would be 20 minutes. I say, whatever you can, 10 minutes minimum really is what you should be aiming for, because what you want to do is lower yourself down into the theta brainwave. So if you don't spend enough time in your meditation, you're never going to get there. And part of meditating is persevering through the impatience. So when I did my meditation training, it really was this test, this determination to just sit in silence and lack of expectation. You know, stop expecting that some magical, massive thing is about to happen to you. You've really got to let go of all outcomes and expectations to allow yourself to flow into your meditation and get down to that alpha and theta brainwave state. And just sit there and just notice what happens. And the longer that you practice this, the longer that you sit there, the longer that you will find that there are gaps between your thoughts. And that's where the magic starts to happen. When there are more and more gaps between your thoughts, you're just there floating away. That's when you're where you need to be. You're deeper into the subconscious. After that meditation, you're going to take your journal and you're going to do your morning pages. So just like the book, The Artist's Way, which will tell you, you know, to do your three morning pages every morning. But I suggest that you do that previous routine first so that you are already there. You're deep in the theta and you've kind of sifted through that top layer of garbage in your mind so that you can actually write what really needs to be written. So a lot of your gold will come out on the page here, but not every day. You know, like some days it will be kind of garbage that will come out on the page, and that's okay. You know, don't hold too high expectations. Just let your life and let your creativity flow as it has to. Afterwards, go on with your day, but what you will probably find is that you will feel better and you will feel more creative throughout the day, and you'll probably be more inspired to write and tackle your larger projects because you've been really well primed at the start of that day. The last part of the Creative Alchemy Hour, well, it's not really actually on that resource. That's more to do with my courses. It's about getting together with creative community. So that's the Fijian village part of my message that I wanted to share with you today, is how important it is that we have our tribe. You want to get together with your people, and sharing with your people is a huge part of the creative process. Remember how I was talking to you about how the Fijian people shared stories every night, played games together every night as they were drinking kava together in sacred ceremony. And this was such a beautiful reminder of how important it is that we get together. And writers have a great risk of isolating themselves because, I don't know why, but there seems to be this notion out there that writers have to write on their own. But I fully believe this is not healthy for us. In the 10 days of heart writing, my short course, there's actually a whole unit on this about how important it is to get together in community. And there is actually a little mini assignment where you go and research what other authors are using community to grow as writers. So I fully encourage you to start utilizing this community atmosphere. Get together with your people. Create a little writers group. And if you don't know where to start, come to my writers group. I've got such a brilliant community. I have a free Facebook group, but I also bring everyone together in the live workshop, whether online or whether in person. We always have a live component where we get together and we talk about our projects, we talk about our difficulties, and we talk about techniques. We learn together and we grow together. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, my trip to Fiji and how it helped me to come back to my writing and come back to my heart again. And I wanted to just give you my short way of bringing yourself back to your heart again every single day, with or without a holiday. You can always use this approach, and I hope that it helps you too. Join my Instagram, heartwriting.com.au, and you'll get all the daily updates. I'm constantly giving little tips and tricks and musings on my Instagram page, so I hope that you enjoy it as much as I love putting together all this content for you. I will see you guys very soon. Mm-hmm.